Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
Every summer as a kid, my parents would load up the old Suburban, hook up the boat, and head to a crystal clear lake in upstate New York's Adirondack Mountains. My brothers and I would look forward to that trip all year long. In anticipation, our imaginations would take over, and we'd create an event so amazing that the excitement of thinking about that vacation was almost more fun than the actual trip itself. We had such a great time on those trips. We would swim and picnic and fish, and we'd go on long rides in the boat. My dad's a retired auto mechanic, and he loves everything fast. Our boat was a 27-foot Magnum, an offshore powerboat with twin 350 Chevy engines. And it was fast. We would strap on our goggles and hang on tight, and we would race across the top of the waves. We would visit amazing places on the lake. As a kid, I'd imagine that those places were undiscovered territories never before seen with human eyes. Some of these special coves and bays are surrounded by sheer cliffs, and sometimes we would anchor and swim to the shore, climb these cliffs, and we jump. It is truly an amazing feeling to jump from a 30-foot cliff and plunge into cool, deep water below. But it's not easy to do the first time. The first time you climb to the top of one of these cliffs and you look down, your heart pushes up against your throat, and your stomach tightens up, and you say, "No way am I jumping into that water." You're filled with complete and total fear. But then your courage pushes through your fear, and you just do it. And it's awesome. The feeling of pride, the freedom, the physical sensation of the wind whipping past your ears, and the adrenaline pumping through your veins, finding its way to your brain. It's amazing. And it's a feeling that I haven't felt in a very long time. Until now. 1 month ago, on November 12th, 2012, I published a blog post introducing the 12-12-12 project. The idea behind the 12-12-12 project is to push through your fear of failure, make a decision final, and commit to something that will literally alter your life, something that you've been dreaming about but you've always been afraid to do. It's an opportunity to follow your passion and become what you are truly meant to be. My challenge to you and to myself was to prepare a plan and commit to executing that plan on December 12th, 2012. Well, that day has come. Today is 12-12-12. So what is my 12-12-12 project? I'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to tell you a little bit about me. My name is Mark LePage, and I am an architect. I'm the president and partner in charge of operations at the architecture firm Five Cat Studio, which I own with my most beautiful and talented architect wife, Anne Marie McCarthy. Anne Marie and I have three young kids, two dogs, and let's just say several cats. Oh, and a guinea pig named Riley. Anne-Marie and I are slowly restoring our little 1934 stucco cottage here in the woods of Chappaqua, New York. It's about a 10-minute commute to our studio over in Pleasantville. Being married to my business partner and working so close to home allows me to be a very involved dad. My kids are a huge part of my life, and Anne-Marie and I have worked very hard to find the proper balance between the firm and our family. Five Cat Studio is a residential architecture firm located about 40 minutes north of Manhattan in Westchester County. We have a small staff, a diverse portfolio of work, and we specialize in high-end small projects. These past 5 years have been extremely challenging. But with a loyal crew and a smart business strategy, we have survived. And in this economy, survival is success. I decided to become an architect when I was 10. The day I realized that artists didn't make much money. You see, I also wanted to be rich. So I thought, architects are professionals. They must make a lot of money. I could be an artist, design buildings, and buy all the toys I would ever want. Like most creative professionals, I'm a dreamer. And as a kid, I would spend hours of my day fantasizing about what my life would someday become. I would plan out my own little success stories step by step. Today, I owe much of my success to those early days of developing strategies and tactics for how someday I would dominate the world of architecture. Well, thankfully, as I matured, my priorities changed. The material things became much less important. Although I still like my toys, I drive my 1969 Camaro every summer. I purchased that when I was 16. And the desire for world domination? Well, luckily that subsided too, as the idea of improving the everyday lives of people through architecture became reality to me. I love being a residential architect. I love that we can very literally change the world one family at a time with the work that we do. But as much as I love being an architect, my true passion is business and the concept of success. I love the game of business and how if you learn the rules and you practice and you get good at the game, you can win. You can succeed. And if you've been reading my blog for any amount of time or following me on Twitter, you know that I love to help other people succeed too. I share everything I know and everything I learn. The concept of success has always interested me. I have an entire library of books on the subject, and I've been researching success for as long as I can remember, even way before I realized that the concept of success was what I found so fascinating in those early success stories I developed as a child. The word success has so many definitions. It could mean financial peace and stability. It could mean positive growth and accepting a leadership position in business, or maybe just in life itself. It could simply mean that you have found a place of contentment, a balance in your life where everything is as it should be. Success. Everyone wants it. Yet, it is very difficult to achieve. It takes hard work, knowledge, and dedication. So this all leads me back to my 12-12-12 project. My 12-12-12 project is Entrepreneur Architect. Yeah, I know. Entrepreneur Architect has been around for a while now. In fact, it was officially launched in 2009 when I published my first post on the Entrepreneur Architect blog, and I created the Entrepreneur Architect LinkedIn group, but until now, it's always been a hobby. It's been a side job that I did for fun, a way to connect with other aspiring entrepreneur architects around the world, and it's been great. I have met so many people, a tribe of enthusiastic and encouraging individuals who've inspired me to pursue my passion and reach for my dreams. So today, as the first step of my 12-12-12 project, I am pushing through the fear and jumping off that cliff. I am committing to taking Entrepreneur Architect to the next level. I am committing to the idea of Entrepreneur Architect as a platform for supporting architects, designers, and creative professionals around the world, and inspiring their everyday success in business, in leadership, and in life. I will continue to publish my blog, entrearchitect.com. I will also continue to host the Entrepreneur Architect Tweet Chat at twitter.com, which happens every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will continue to administer the very popular Entrepreneur Architect group over at linkedin.com. These are all great places where our tribe of entrepreneur architects come together as a community, support one another, and we learn how to be more successful every day in everything we do. And this podcast, The Entrepreneur Architect, it's the next step. The Entrepreneur Architect podcast will continue to feed my passion and facilitate my research and mission to discover new and maybe even forgotten paths to success for architects, designers, and other design professionals. I will post a new episode each month. The podcast will include interviews with architects and designers, and maybe even other interesting people who have something to teach us about the path to everyday success. The first official episode will be posted on the Entrepreneur Architect blog after the new year. It will feature my friend, Christopher Pollard. He's a founder and CEO of Anon Design Collective. Chris is trained as an architect and has used his background and skills as a designer to take his career in a very different direction. He has a very inspiring story, and I'm excited to share it with you, so save the date, episode 1. It's coming to Entrepreneur Architect in January 2013. And like I said, this podcast is just the next step. My 12-12-12 project includes much more than just this podcast. I have lots more planned for Entrepreneur Architect, for Five Cat Studio, and for me personally. And I'm going to share my progress, successes, and failures right here on this podcast and on my blog. Today, December 12th, 2012, it's the first day of the rest of our lives. So what is your 12-12-12 project? I want to know what you're doing. What life-altering commitment have you made? Share your plans with me on the blog in the comments or privately by direct message or email. And for those of you who have not yet made the commitment, it's not too late. I once again invite you to join me. I challenge you to push through your fears and jump off that cliff. Follow your passion. Feel the freedom. Take that big idea in your head and do it. Develop a plan. Take a deep breath and jump. So that's it. The Entrepreneur Architect podcast. It's official. Please share this with everyone you know on Twitter, on Facebook, Google+. Email it to everyone in your address book. Tell everyone in your office. Shout it from the rooftops. The more people who know what's going on here, the more successful it's going to be for all of us. And please subscribe to my blog. There's a link on the upper right margin. That way you won't miss anything, and I promise that everything I do here will be worth your time. By subscribing to the blog, each post will be delivered directly to your inbox. So, are you ready? Are you ready to make good things happen in your business? In your life? Together, we'll learn and be inspired to take our lives to places we only dreamed about as kids. So have a blessed Christmas and a happy Hanukkah. And we'll see you after the new year at the Entrepreneur Architect podcast. Remember, today, 12-12-12, it's the first day of the rest of our lives. Let's do this.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entre Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.